hear them. I keep talking. We have lunch sitting out there ready. So we're going to go through driving forces.
This is. Paper on that, or do we need to write it?
It's on the back, I think, of where you're at. Isn't it on that same page?
No, we're done with this page.
Oh, it's not on that page. Driving forces is not on anywhere. Okay, I guess we didn't print that. No, it's not. Write it down on it or somewhere. There aren't very many of them. We'll go through this pretty quick. This is what it is. You can talk. This would be a good lunch subject, driving forces. Every one of you that have a business, you're impacted by driving forces in the marketplace. And every one of you that are thinking about something, you need to understand to make sure you're in sync with what the driving forces are that are they're dictating what's successful and what's not. So speed. FedEx. What happened with FedEx? Where'd FedEx come from? Who knows the FedEx story?
College student, MBA.
Yep. I think it was at Harvard or somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so he came up with an idea of speed and exploiting speed. And what did the professor tell him?
This isn't going to work.
Okay, and what did he give him? Like a C or something, which is like an F to an MBA student.
Yeah.
You know, like, just get out of my life. Well, then that guy did not take that as, that didn't stop him, did it? And now look what American Express is. Because the professor said, you have no chance competing against the U.S. mail system. That's what he said. Okay, and now, and obviously, I bet it'd be interesting to know the relationship through all these years of that student and that professor. Convenience, creating your own dominoes effect. These forces are there. Speed, convenience, age waves. If you have a business or a service where you can profit from three generations, that is a good thing. That's a good place to be. And if you can figure a way to engage your operation to profit from there, you're headed in a good direction. Choice. Have it your way. And different models are suited to that, and others aren't. Walmart, their model isn't have it your way, is it?
It's our way or the highway.
It's, here's this huge selection of quality price at low, products at lowest prices. Convenient, easy, get in, buy it, and get out. And that's it. They're not going to do customized stuff for you or say, I like that shirt, but it's in green. I want one in black. Will you order me a black one? What the Walmart person, they're going to give it to you your way. Yes.
I think it's fascinating just with Walmart how little choice they give their suppliers. I mean, they make their suppliers jump through all sorts of hoops. That's how they get it so cheap.
You bet they do.
So it's on both sides. They pretty much determine what's.
You bet they do. And that's the way it always, no matter what your business you're in, when you're dealing with the big guys, they all do that to their suppliers. That's just the nature of, if you were a Home Depot supplier, it'd be the same thing. If you were a Zales supplier, it'd be the same thing. It's all, that they're always looking for a competitive advantage of some sort, and the first place it goes to their suppliers. Okay, lifestyle. Benefiting from changes in the way we live. Did anyone make any money 30 years ago selling products on the internet?
No.
What a big change, huh? And it's changing every day. Every day. If people will buy a blind purchase like a diamond on the internet, they'll buy lots of other stuff. And they are buying more and more diamonds every day on the internet. You bet. Absolutely. Pardon me? Oh, they do. Just Google diamonds and see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So lifestyle changes.
Mike Shanahan tells you not to do it that way.
Oh, that's right. You bet. Yeah, Mike and Ralph will definitely disagree with that one. But Ralph knows what's happening, so that's his way of combating that. That's marketing for Ralph. Okay, lifestyle, benefiting, okay. Discounting. Boy, that's a dangerous one, too. That's a dangerous one. Some people get confused by that, and they have a good business that provides service and specialty, and they get caught up thinking they have to be the lowest price around, or they're afraid to make a sale, and they're afraid their competition is going to take their customer from them, and they're not positioned to be the lowest price, They're going to try it anyway. Usually they don't last very long because their cost of operations are too high. They're better to provide good service and be able to charge higher prices. I know, let me tell you a quick model. Dan, your question, I'll tell you this quick model, even though I'm taking this late. Yes?
I talked to someone in the automotive industry, and they were giving out these coupons for these cheap oil changes, trying to get people in to look at their cars and you know, do those kinds of things.
Right.
He said he had about 10% of the people that came in with coupons. They would come in with a coupon, and they'd say, you know what, you guys need some tires, you need this, you need that. And they'd say, thank you, bye.
Stick
and he didn't make any money off of those,
sure.
That 10% of those coupons.
Yeah. That happens, but a lot of times that's a good marketing approach that does work. A lot of times, to get people through your door, you want that. Whatever. Sometimes you have to do something like that to keep your operation busy. So that's not necessarily a bad marketing tool. So it didn't work for him, but a lot of people that would.
Because he got 80% of the sales through that. But he said about 10% would come in and just hand the coupon, get the thing. And
sure.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It was a good.
Yeah, Ed would like to send out 100 coupons and have 10 of them come see him for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guarantee you, yes, that's a pretty high return, 10%. Yes.
Yeah. And then, maybe an example on the bad side of one of the Grand Kentucky Fried Chicken stores. We used to somehow have a really ridiculous sale, like $5 buckets on Wednesdays. Well, you got slaughtered on Wednesdays. You're serving a very poor product because it was greasy and everything going out. So, to me, you've got to be careful about not pushing the. Plus, the rest of the week actually got worse, obviously, because everybody's eating too much chicken on Wednesdays. So you're doing about the same for the whole week as you were doing volume-wise.
Yeah.
Busting your butt on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And not serving a
high volume. So it was a counterproductive promotion.
Yeah. So yeah.
Be careful, absolutely.
Four tacos.
Be careful in trying to price. I was going to tell you a story, but we're running too much time. I'll tell it later. One more quick point that I want to get on and finish this up.
When I was managing the Domino's out in Davis, California, which is a huge campus town, we ran special when Bill Cosby was at the height of his Thursday night special. We ran a $5 one-item pizza to the colleges. But we made so many in advance so that when these kids would be opening the door, they'd be getting their pizzas within 5 minutes. We were developing also a quick service, so they would come back for more, thinking the rest of the week they're going to get that quick service, but they were also getting a really inexpensive
cheap,
product.
Good pizza. Yeah. So it worked. That promotion worked. Value adding, this is most small businesses, this is the best approach, is find ways to add value where the customer is happy they did business with you. They refer their friends, they refer clients, and when they leave, they think, I really got a lot of value for my money. And you say, well, what's that? That's as wide as a spectrum in your relationship with your customer. Building a customer that feels like when they deal with you, they get value. And beyond what's normal and fair and equitable. Customer service, building a competitive advantage through people, technology, using the technology to lead a field is one that you really have to stay on top of if you're going to be leading in technology, because it's changing pretty rapidly. These driving forces are around, they're in the market every day, all of them. Quality, cashing in on customer satisfaction, and that's the last one. Okay, well, you're a great group. It's good to hear your input. It's beyond time when we're ready to quit for lunch. I know they're out here saying, when are they coming? When's he ever going to shut up so we can feed this lunch? So let's end and go to lunch and be back here. What is it, 12:45?
It's 10 to 1.
So let's try it. Let's be back here at 1:30. And they have a nice lunch. I guess we go to the cultural hall for it. And John, do you want to have a blessing on the food?
Well,
in here or
say,
out there?
I think we need to do it dignified so we don't do it on the run.
Okay.
The food's looking at us.
Okay, you want to do it right now?
So, Chuck, would you be kind enough to bless the food so we can be diplomatic as we stage our run in there? Because it will be good.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful as we come before you this day. We're grateful for this opportunity to begin our life. We pray that the food we eat will be nourishing and comfortable for us, and that we will be able to continue to observe those being taught. answer the questions, that were told from the people that have provided the food. You say this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Elder, I'll charge you up, and I will probably turn the speakers up a little bit louder. It is reinforced. It's not amplified, where you feel like it's electric, which is fatigue.
Yes.
And that's the trick.
Good.
So I'll charge you up, and you'll be, and if you'll just leave that up, we're going to type the last sentence.
Okay, sure. Sure. Okay, let's see. Now we
have
4:30. We're out of here at
4:30. We got a call from Tim last week. Asked to report to the office, so I made a call for Jack here. Hello, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll be going. I'd be late for lunch. I'm not late. So it'll be 4:30 or
2. Save us. That's the person I should be contacting more than you.
Yes.
I should be working with that person as to be able to speak directly in correspondence. I apologize. But now I know.
When they were in college, they had a whiteboard. They designed this device that, you know, worked for the college project. The other guy saw a business opportunity, asked them if they could, you know, if they wanted it on it. And they said, well, we don't see a business opportunity here. So they signed their rights to it. You may know it's called the Clap House when you go
I'm sure that story goes far. I've sat here for a
So John, will you be able to come or do we have to bring it into you?
Oh, no.
You have time to come?
Oh, yeah. I just want to make sure I got this.
Oh, yeah? Hi.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm taking all the classes.
He took the risk.
Today and tomorrow. But I hear you're going with
Mom. Nothing wrong with either one of them.
Right. Yeah, she wants to take that match back. She's just busy. That's what she told me. The map, you know, the thing for the park. Right.
Well,
yeah, and so why can't we do that? I just want to understand.
Oh, okay, yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's a problem. I don't understand.